Hello and welcome to Fan Sports Spin. I'm your host, Tyler from Brooklyn. Today, I have a great episode for you. I will be doing my final mock draft. The draft is going to be Thursday at 8 p.m. if you want to watch it. This is going to be my mock draft 5.0. There is some trades that are going on for this mock draft. It's going to be a three-round mock draft for the final mock draft. I'm going to start off with the first one. Also, before I get started, so I don't forget to do it, Teddy Bridgewater got traded to the Carolina Panthers today for a six-round pick. And we'll just see how my mock draft is with that trade now happening. I've been working on this mock draft for a couple of days now, and this didn't really shift my opinion. It honestly made it stronger for who I think they're going to take at number nine. So let's get into it. Let's start off with pick number one, Trevor Lawrence going to Jacksonville, followed by Zach Wilson to New York. I have Trey Lance still going to the 49ers at three. I honestly think they are going with Trey Lance. He is honestly a crazy good player. I think Trey Lance, he's going to do a lot in the NFL. And I really think 1 year to wait and sit is going to do a lot for him. So I honestly think Trey Lance, great player from North Dakota State, going here at number three. Number four, I'm sticking with Kyle Pitts. As we know, Arthur Smith, former Tennessee Titans offensive coordinator, I think he's going to want someone to pair up with Julio Jones. They have been in trade talks for Julio Jones, but I think here it's more about Kyle Pitts, and I think it's how they can make this team better. I don't see a defensive player going here. I think this is going to be starting off with a tight end, and I think the Falcons, honestly, from this is just going to make their team a lot better. At number five, I have Ja'Marr Chase. The chemistry between Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase seems like a great pick and smart move for the Bengals, especially for the best jump ball catcher in college football, or at least in this draft. Ja'Marr Chase, very good, strong player. He had 1,700 yards receiving his last year at LSU. Crazy good player, Ja'Marr Chase, going here at number five for me. Followed by at number six, I have the Dolphins taking Jalen Waddle out of Alabama. This one, I think the Dolphins are sold on a wide receiver or at least an offensive weapon. If Kyle Pitts falls, that's who they're taking. But I think here, Jalen Waddle, smart decision. Get Tua his target. At number seven, I have my first trade. I have the Patriots trading up to number seven, selecting Justin Fields out of Ohio State. I think here the Patriots are going to move up, whether it goes to eight, seven, or four, one of those spots they're going to trade up to. And I think they're going to take Justin Fields. That's who's number one on their board right now, predicted. And so obviously, they're probably not going to get Trevor or Zach Wilson. So Justin Fields, I like him here at number seven. Great mobility. And it looks like Belichick, he's going to be rewriting the story for him and really starting this team over. At number eight, I have my second trade up. It is the Raiders trading up to number eight from number 17, taking Mac Jones, who's still on the board here. Raiders said they want to get into the top 10, and I think they do if a quarterback is still there. And a quarterback is still there named Mac Jones out of Alabama. Here, I think Jones with the Raiders, this could be a really interesting system to see. Marcus Mariota, Derek Carr, and Mac Jones, all three in that system, that could be interesting to watch out. Really interesting team if they do get Mac Jones. At number nine, I have the Broncos taking Penei Sewell out of Oregon. Really good pass blocker. Just the Teddy Bridgewater secures my selection. They said they are still interested in a quarterback, but no quarterbacks that are at least interesting here at number nine are going. So here, Penei Sewell, great talent coming out of Oregon, and this is going to be the pick at number nine. Number 10, I have the Dallas Cowboys taking Patrick Surtain. This one is just getting more obvious by the day. It's either trade up for Kyle Pitts or take Patrick Surtain at number 10. I think this is what you go with. You go with Patrick Surtain at number 10. Number 11, I have the Giants taking Rashawn Slater out of Northwestern. I believe this is going to be the pick. I think Rashawn Slater is going to be a great fit. And I think what should even make him more interested in Rashawn Slater is that he's one of the only players that can block Chase Young. That's true. In the Big Ten, he was one of the only players that could block Chase Young. And we all know they're playing Chase Young twice a year, so might as well have a guy who can block him. At number 12, the Eagles, I have them taking Devontae Smith out of Alabama. This guy could fall or this guy is going to rise. I think this guy is going to be absolute great talent, tons of speed, just all-around great player, creates space for himself really, really nicely, really creates a ton of space right off the bat. I think Devontae Smith, very smooth player, and the Eagles cut two of their wide receivers, and I think they're going to take one here. At number 13, I have the Los Angeles Chargers taking Christian Darrisaw out of Virginia Tech. I think here it's obviously going O-linemen. It just depends, are they taking Tevin Jenkins this early or Christian Darrisaw? Darrisaw is the really great player out of the two, great run blocker, transitioning into a pass blocker too. So I think Darrisaw here at number 13 is a smart pick. Followed by him, the Minnesota Vikings take J.C. Horn out of South Carolina. This is a great CB out of South Carolina. Very big, very strong type of corner. At first, I thought he was a linebacker when I first watched him. That just shows you how big and strong he is. Very good skills on the defense. Great man-to-man coverage. Great vision for the ball. It can really read where the quarterback is going. I like this here from Minnesota, especially with their Jeff Landy situation. I don't know what's happening with him right now. And they also got Patrick Peterson. So having a very solid CB would be very nice for this team. Next, I have the Detroit Lions from the Patriots earlier in that trade. I have them taking Micah Parsons out of Penn State. I think here it's a very smart trade. Let the Patriots move up and then take your linebacker. I think Parsons is going to fall. There's some questions about him, but he's a great player. And I think here linebacker for the Lions is going to be a great pick. Linebacker is really a position in the secondary that all teams kind of struggle at. You usually have a great secondary, but in that mid-secondary, the linebackers are really the question mark. At number 16, I have the Cardinals taking Caleb Farley out of Virginia Tech, the cornerback. A lot of teams are questioning him, but with Byron Murphy Jr., that's not a bad duo. Not at all. Caleb Farley, great man-to-man, also can play high zone coverage. Very good player on the defense with 2 years of experience at the position. Very transitioned very well. Great at picking off quarterbacks. I like this pick for the Cardinals. We're just getting better and better. And the rest of the mock draft, round 2 and 3, they get a lot better. Very good team here with Arizona. At number 17, I have the Carolina Panthers from the Raiders trade earlier, taking Tevin Jenkins out of Oklahoma State. A very good player, very good run blocker. Christian McCaffrey's gotten injured a ton. Having a blocker might not be bad at this spot. And there's a lot of depth at the position later here. There's a ton of great players, so trading back is not bad for any of these teams. At number 18, I have the Dolphins still taking Trevon Merrig out of TCU. One of the guys who's going to be in the mid-first round, late first round. Safeties is not a whole strong position. But I like here Trevon Merrig going to the Dolphins. I keep saying Micah Fitzpatrick replacement, and that's what he is. Great ball hawk, can really make a ton of great tackles on the defense. This safety is going to be a really good one in the future. At number 19, I have the Washington football team taking Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah out of Notre Dame. He's a linebacker. Washington in the recent years have taken all D-line and maybe finish off the defense with a linebacker. Here, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, he got the best zone coverage grade in the NFL draft class from PFF, which is crazy for a linebacker. Great, like I said, with the PFF rating, it really speaks to who he is. Great zone player. Can even rush the quarterback. And I read a report that if they pick Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, this could mean a whole new system for Washington. but this could really make this team more dynamic on the defense. And I really think Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, Washington, should just wait at 19 and let him fall or try to move up to 17, because the Raiders are going to be the only competition for Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, in my opinion. At number 20, at the Chicago Bears, taking Rashad Bateman out of Minnesota. This is going to be the pick or O-line, but the best O-lineman that's available is more of a late, early second round type of pick. I really think the Bears here, they're either going to make it a more QB-friendly team with the O-lineman or go with Andy Dalton's best target or get him another target. And Rashad Bateman, he is a dynamic player, plays in the slot, plays in the outside. If you know Keenan Allen from the Chargers, that's exactly who he plays like. So I don't really need to explain that. The Indianapolis Colts here at number 21, I have them taking Jalen Phillips out of Miami. This is my first edge off the board. Jalen Phillips, very great player, has just great vision, honestly, has great tackling ability, especially when he gets into the backfield. Great run stopper, really can mess up the quarterback in on every play, has great movement, great handwork, great player from Jalen Phillips. At number 22, the Tennessee Titans taking Elijah Moore out of Ole Miss. Tennessee is going to be looking for that wide receiver too, and they're going to be looking at Rashad Bateman and Elijah Moore. Elijah Moore is that strong physical receiver, and that's what they've had. He also can be a dynamic, also can be that screen type of player. And I really think Elijah Moore here goes to Tennessee. It seems like a perfect fit, either Tennessee or Green Bay for Elijah Moore. At number 23, I have my last trade up here in the draft with the Bills taking here Travis Etienne out of Clemson, with trading up to the Jets at number 23, trying to jump the Steelers for a running back. Travis Etienne here is the running back. A lot of reports of Bills taking Travis Etienne. And I think here it is the smart pick going with Etienne. Very great player who has a ton of abilities, catching on the backfield, can make amazing jukes, ton of skill, can be a strong back when he wants to be. So Travis Etienne, I think this is going to make them a lot better. And if they think Travis Etienne is the player that can make them better, go for it. At number 24, I have my next running back with Najee Harris going to the Steelers. I think the Steelers here, with the Bills jumping up to 23, you would think, well, Najee Harris. But with Travis Etienne going, it's kind of a relief for the Steelers getting Najee Harris still. I think the Steelers go quarterback or running back early, and I think this is really, it's going to be Najee Harris early. Great running back out of the backfield, receiving back, also can be a power back. Great player, ultimately. I really like this guy and Najee Harris. At number 25, I have the Jaguars taking Kwity Paye out of Michigan. I think the Jaguars get that final edge. Josh Allen playing inside more. Kilavon Chase on the edge. And then having Kwity Paye on the other side sounds really nice. It's either Kwity Paye or Azeez Ojulari for me right now. Kwity Paye, I think, is probably going to be higher on teams' boards. So I really think Kwity Paye is going to be here at number 25 for the Jacksonville Jaguars. So Trevor and Kwity Paye, that's not a bad draft at all for the Jaguars. At number 26, Cleveland Browns take Azeez Ojulari, another very great player off the edge. Has great handwork. Got, I think, it was 8.5 sacks last season. He was crazy good last season. Great footwork, Azeez Ojulari out of Georgia. This is going to be a great add, especially Jadeveon Clowney, if you have him playing in with Myles Garrett on the edge. Azeez Ojulari on the edge, too. My goodness, this team could be good. Then you got the Baltimore Ravens at number 27. I have them taking Kadarius Toney out of Florida. I think here with Toney on the board, try to get him another receiver for Lamar. Kadarius Toney, very shifty player, has great movement. This guy just basically dances out there on the field, Kadarius Toney, and can make plays on just not from, like, he's usually used in the screen, but can make more than just the screen. And I think here, Kadarius Toney from Florida goes here at 27. With the Saints taking Greg Newsome out of Northwestern, it's going to be cornerback, and it ultimately depends on does Caleb Fairley fall. I don't think he's going to fall here, but Greg Newsome still on the board at number 28 from Northwestern. Great man-to-man player, ton of speed, great vision for the ball. He had an outstanding season this year. Greg Newsome, watch out for him. At number 29, the Packers, I have them taking Jason Away out of Edge out of Penn State. Here, this is more of a realistic mock draft for my final one. I'm not really sure Jason Away is a first-round talent for me, but I think here, Jason Away, he's going to fall into the first round. Good off the edge. He's very good starting out, and then sometimes during the game, he falls apart and then comes back in. Jason Away, he can get to the quarterback, and sometimes he doesn't get the sack. He just makes plays at the ball, and I think that's still a great attribute for Jason Away. And I think here the Packers take an edge here with the wide receivers available. I don't really think you take them in the first round. At number 30, I have the Jets from the Bills taking Eric Stokes out of Georgia. I think cornerback is the best selection at this point. They could go Gregory Rousseau. This team is a rebuilding team, so that can make sense. Gregory Rousseau could use a year, just watch the game for now, and then come back on strong. But I think here, Eric Stokes, corner was a position they really failed at this year. And just to get a corner that has this amount of talent when trading back and getting more picks, that could be a great sign for the Jets, especially still having your two first-round picks. At number 31, the Ravens, after the Orlando Brown to the Chiefs trade, take Samuel Cosmi as his replacement out of Texas. I am sold Samuel Cosmi is going to be one of the picks. It all depends on who they want at 27. At number 32, of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers taking Christian Barmore, defensive tackle out of Alabama. Great force off the D-line. Had a career year, had 9 sacks on the season from 6 sacks the year before, and I believe 2 in his freshman year. He's been getting better each year with more playing time. D-line is a position of need, kind of, but it's more getting depth at the position. And they got Ndamukong Suh back. I believe it's a 1-year deal, so to have a replacement just in the meantime is a great pick for the Buccaneers, who just brought back all 22 players from this season, all 22 starters. Okay, I will be right back. Here's a quick word from my sponsor, Anchor, and I'll be continuing with round 2 and round 3. Hello and welcome back to Finn Sportsman. I'm your host, Tyler Finnberg, and now let's continue on with round 2. We ended round 1 with Christian Barmore going to Tampa and then Samuel Cosmi to the Baltimore Ravens. Best available right now, Elijah Vera Tucker still on the board, Xavier Collins, Gregory Rousseau. Also, quarterback still on the board with Kyle Trask, Keelan Mond, Jamie Newman, all still on the board here. And let's go to number 33 where the Jaguars have the pick. I have them taking Elijah Vera Tucker, like I said, best available prospect right now. Vera Tucker, they could even take at 25, but just falling to them at 33 is perfect pick for them. Get the protection for Trevor Lawrence. They finish off the D-line. They also get their quarterback, and they get an all-lineman. This is a great draft so far starting out for the Jaguars. Elijah Vera Tucker could also play offensive tackle. He's more of a guard, but right now, I think they're going to play him. I think they could play him at guard. It depends on what – haven't seen what their O-line looks like, but I know they're going to need O-line. And Elijah Vera Tucker can play offensive tackle or a guard if you need him. Number 34, I have the Jets taking Xavier Collins out of Tulsa, defensive player of the year in the NCAA or the FBS. Xavier Collins, great force on the defense, even counted as edge. Great power rusher, really good run stopper, also great in zone ability. I think you could even use him in the slot if you need him to be the slot cornerback, slot linebacker, depending on how each team uses their linebacker, really. Zaven Collins could do a lot for any team, and falling to the second round is a steal. At number 35, I have the Falcons taking their edge replacement for Tack McKinney with Gregory Rousseau. This team is not ready to win. Gregory Rousseau, I think, needs a year, and then he's going to be ready. And this team, just to get 1 year to really find out who they are with their new management, new coach, new players, I think this is going to be a great pick for the Falcons for future to come and really replaces Tack McKinney and even gives you a great player off the edge right now. At number 36, I have the Dolphins taking Javonte Williams. This one is my third running back off the board, Javonte Williams. I am going early first round no matter what. Very good player. It's these UNC guys. These UNC running backs are crazy. They get hit and it's like, boom, they're right back. And that's what Javonte Williams is going to do in the NFL. If he can bring that type of power and all this type of stuff he had in UNC, he's going to be really good in the NFL. He's a guy I really think could be even running back two on my big board. At number 37, I have the Philadelphia Eagles taking Kellen Mond out of Texas A&M. I think here the Texas A&M quarterback goes to Philly with the quarterback situation really heating up. Jalen Hurts still there. You have, I believe, who was it? Joe Flacco they signed, which was crazy in my opinion. But the Eagles here, I think they go quarterback in one of these rounds. And going with Kellen Mond is a really smart pick for them. I honestly think it's a very smart pick. With the Bengals here at number 38, I have them taking Wyatt Davis out of Ohio State. He is a guard. And this O-line for the Bengals, they didn't take it first round, so O-line in the second round is going to be key. You could take Liam Eichenberg or Jalen Mayfield. But here, I think we're going to see Wyatt Davis here at number 38. With the Carolina Panthers here at number 39, taking Rondale Moore out of, Rondale Moore here, the wide receiver here at, from Carolina, or excuse me, going to Carolina. This is a very good pick. Replaces Curtis Samuel for sure. Rondale Moore here, great player who could be going first round, could be going second round, could even fall. It's going to be interesting where this guy winds up, but I think Carolina, this is a guy who I compare to Curtis Samuel. And like I said, this is going to be one that they replace Curtis Samuel with. Next at 40, I have the Broncos taking Liam Eichenberg. I know I have them taking Penei Sewa, but you know what? You can't get enough O-linemen. And here, Eichenberg, I think this is going to be the pick. Eichenberg, he probably play guard. All these Notre Dame O-linemen are great coming into the draft. Eichenberg somehow has gone to the second round. Broncos O-line hasn't really been great at all. And I think here to upgrade it with Penei Sewa and Liam Eichenberg is not that bad. Detroit at number 41 takes Terrence Marshall. They need a wide receiver too, really. Terrell Williams is probably going to be their number one because I have them taking Micah Parsons in the first round. So they're really, it's going to be looking for that wide receiver two right now. They're not expecting anybody to be their wide receiver one. They're not in a winning position, but to get a wide receiver is going to be critical in this draft. Giants here at number 42, I have them taking Carlos Basham out of Wake Forest. This one is going to be an interesting pick on who they take in the second round. It honestly is going to depend where they really go with in the first round. I have the Giants taking Carlos Basham, who's a beast on the D-line and is a really good edge. Can probably even play D-tackle if you want him to. Here at number 43, the 49ers, I have them taking Jalen Mayfield. They got Alex Mack. They also got, they re-signed Trent Williams. But they need someone to finish off the O-tackles. And to get Jalen Mayfield is a big win. Have a quarterback. Protect him now. Going with Jalen Mayfield is not a bad pick. I got the 49ers taking him. Or the Cowboys taking Joseph Osai out of Texas. Cowboys are going to be rebuilding, or not really rebuilding, more rebuilding their defense. And their D lineman, now I'm forgetting his name, but their guy, DeMarcus Lawrence, have DeMarcus Lawrence on the D tackle with Joseph Osai on the edge. Very good pick for the Cowboys. Next, I have the Jaguars taking Pat Freiermuth out of Penn State here at number 45. Jacksonville is going to be a tight end hungry team. Tyler Eifert did not re-sign. Looking for a tight end is going to be somebody they're going to be looking at. Pat Freiermuth is really going to be a guy who could fall even to the late second round. At number 46, I have the Patriots taking Joe Tryon out of Washington. Even counts as an edge to people, but this draft is starting off good. Justin Fields, Joe Tryon. Joe Tryon, very big force at Washington. I think Joe Tryon here, guy who's been climbing up the ladder and really has been a great prospect. Here at number 47, I have the Los Angeles Chargers taking Asante Samuel out of FSU. I think here Florida State cornerback goes to the Chargers, who really need a cornerback. They lost Desmond King. They lost Casey Hayward. So to get a corner is huge, especially a guy like Asante Samuel who could even be a first-rounder potentially. Then you got Alex Leatherwood going to the Raiders. Here at number here with this pick at number 48, Alex Leatherwood is a great pick in my opinion. They need O-line, anything. They just really traded away everybody so they could get cap space. That's really why they did it. That's all they did it for, was to get cap space. And to get Alex Leatherwood here at this pick is a really good one. And then here at number 49, I have Jameen Davis going to the Arizona Cardinals. That will end their draft for here. Jameen Davis, very, very solid linebacker. Not a first-round talent like everyone is saying. I think Jameen Davis is second-round player, and I think this is going to be an interesting draft, really, for the Cardinals, and really can make them a better team. Here at 50, Miami Dolphins, I have them taking Landon Dickerson out of Alabama. Center is needed, and to get to really get a solid center is really a good thing for this team. I really think here that a center for the Dolphins, who are very young O-line, who don't really necessarily have a star center, could be a really good add. And he also played with Tua, I believe. So great pick all around. With Washington football team selecting Dylan Randuz out of North Dakota State, Washington O-line need is growing bigger and bigger. They got Eric Flowers, but they don't have an offensive tackle on the other side of Eric Flowers. And I really like this pick for Washington with Dylan Randuz, who could even have been a first-round pick if the Chiefs still had their pick in the first round. Followed by the Bears with Kyle Trask going to them. Quarterback is a big player, big need. They're going to be able to trade up for a quarterback. To get Kyle Trask, that's still a very solid pick. With the Titans next selecting Arzikri. I don't know how to say his last name. Excuse me if I said that wrong. He's a defensive tackle out of Washington. I think this is going to be a very, very solid pick for the Titans, who go wide receiver than D tackle. That has been a need forever. Colts here go with Elijah Molden, a corner. Corner has really been a position that I've seen they could really upgrade. I don't know what happened to Xavier Rhodes, if he's a free agent or not. I think corner is one they are going to upgrade. With the Steelers next taking Creed Humphrey, a center out of Oklahoma. Ben Roethlisberger does not have his old center in Marquise Pouncey. Now they get their center with Creed Humphrey, followed by the Seahawks taking Jackson Carmen out of Clemson, no first-round pick. They need O-line badly. The Seahawks, Jackson Carmen, I think this is a perfect fit. With the Rams next taking Javon Holland out of Oregon, I really like this safety, but he's been falling for a long time now, but you can't have him falling. He's a really good prospect out of Oregon, really good safety, once was the safety one. And I think here he goes to the Rams, who lost John Johnson the third. And I don't think they even re-signed or got a safety. So getting Javon Holland is a big one. With the Chiefs taking Nick Bolton out of Missouri, Nick Bolton has been falling. He was first round talent for me. Now he is second round talent going here to the Chiefs, who really need a linebacker and upgrade this defense for sure. Next, I have Dwayne Eskridge, wide receiver out of Western Michigan, going to the Cleveland Browns. Wide receiver is another big need for the Browns. OBJ, his career in Buffalo is in question right now. Wide receiver three, they have Rashad Higgins, whatever his name is. Eskridge would be a great wide receiver three if they decide to pick him. With the Saints taking their Janoris Jenkins replacement, Richie Grant out of UCF, cut Janoris Jenkins, get the cash for the salary cap. Richie Grant is still a very solid replacement. Walker Little here out of Stanford going to the Bills O-line is a very big need. Deion Dawkins and Cody Ford are the big ones, but that's it. That's all they have. Then Dyami Brown going to the Packers would be a very good pick here for the Green Bay Packers, getting a deep threat. Also get their wide receiver here at number 62, finishing very end of the second round. Chiefs here at number 63, their second round pick. Get Kelvin Joseph, cornerback out of Kentucky. Corner is really a big need. Second cornerback is even bigger of a need. They have Legarius Sneed, but that's it. And I think here you go with Kelvin Joseph. You don't get the best tackler, but you get a very good man-to-man coverage player. And Kelvin Joseph, I think here, slides right into the second round at the end. With the Buccaneers at the end taking Quincy Roche, get someone on the other side of Shaq Barrett, have Levante David be his linebacker. And I think that is what's going to end the second round. I will be right back for the third round. Stick around for the final round. Thank you so much if you have been listening to this whole episode. So stick around. Here's a quick word. And we will be back right after this short break. Hello and welcome back to Finn Sports Spin. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg. And let's continue with round three, starting off with the Jacksonville Jaguars getting Amon-Ra St. Brown out of USC, a wide receiver. I'm getting Jacksonville everything that they need, tight end, wide receiver, O-line, and defense. So they pretty much are getting very good weapons for Trevor Lawrence in this draft with the steal in Amon-Ra St. Brown, who could potentially fall even further in the draft. I like it where he is right now, late second, early first, or early third. So here, Amon-Ra St. Brown, great target out of USC. Here, Jacksonville going with the wide receiver, followed by Davian Nixon out of Iowa. He is going here to the Jets. A lot of talk about these defensive tackles and where they will be going this year. My first defensive tackle is in the first round, followed by a defensive tackle in the second round. And this is really going to be a strong defensive tackle round with the ones that are on the board. Like Lane McNeil has been climbing up a ton of boards. Jay Tufele is still available. Davian Nixon right here is still available. And then one of the guys that I'm really liking in this year's draft, Deo Odengbo out of Vanderbilt. But here, Davion Nixon to the Jets, who added Carl Lawson this year, added a ton of pieces in this year's draft. Zach Wilson early in the first round, get their corner in Eric Stokes, Zavian Collins at linebacker, and then fixing this D line, just getting Davion Nixon, a strong force on the D-line. Very good run blocker. Power rusher is going to be something he is going to need to work on, but potentially could be a huge piece here for this Jets team in the future, especially with the defense tackles that are still on the board right now. Here at number 67 becomes the first pick for the Houston Texans. I like the Clemson wide receivers, but I'm going to go with Amari Rodgers for this one out of Clemson. I like Cornell Powell more out of these two, but I think Amari Rodgers at the end of the day is going to be picked first. Amari Rodgers, good deep threat, but also he's more used in the small passing game. That's something I didn't really like about him compared to Cornell Powell. When watching tape, Cornell Powell was more of the one of those guys that ran further up the field, ran mid routes, and that's really what the NFL is, big plays nowadays. So here, Amari Rodgers, I do think he's going to get picked first. I like Powell over Rodgers, but Rodgers here going to Houston, who has their first pick, can replace, I wouldn't say DeAndre Hopkins with this pick, maybe Will Fuller, but this is a good pick to start out the draft for the Houston Texans. I also like Keelan Mond if he was available. He's not available right now in my mock draft, but here, I think Amari Rodgers here to the Texans is not bad at all. At 68, of the Falcons taking Michael Carter, the running back out of UNC. Very strong dude. Powerful running. He's one of those smaller backs that play like a power back. He's so good at just attacking the hole and just one tackle after another. It's like nothing. I like Michael Carter here. I think he's going to be in the later rounds, third round right now. Maybe late second if he's lucky, but Michael Carter to the Falcons, who really need a running back, could be a really good pick here in the future for the Falcons, who get in this draft so far Gregory Rousseau, and they also got Kyle Pitts. Next here, for my next pick after the Falcons, I have the Bengals taking Aaron Robinson, the cornerback out of UCF, one of the best slot corners in this draft. They lost William Jackson. They got a new guy. I'm totally forgetting his name that they got last year. But right now, one of the biggest things on this Bengals roster is corner. It's a piece that they really have been awful at. Trey Waynes is the guy who I'm thinking of. And they also got Chidobe Awuzie. It's going to be a very good team, but last year, just the cornerback position was terrible for this team. Getting Aaron Robinson, who's a great slot corner, can play on the outside at times. This is going to be a really good pick in the future. A lot of talk early before this draft, or like months before, there was talk about even Patrick Surtain going number 5. But here, Aaron Robinson in the later rounds is a great pick. Finishing off the draft with Aaron Robinson, they also get early Jamar Chase, and they finally get, let's see, who do they get early? White Davis out of Ohio State they got to finish off the draft. Next is the Eagles, who get Ronnie Perkins, the edge out of Oklahoma. He's going to be one of the interesting players in this draft. He's real interesting. He got suspended this year, but is a very strong force on the edge. I know Philly right now is looking at the edge position. They got Brandon Graham, they also have Fletcher Cox, both players on that D-line that they're kind of questioning right now. Fletcher Cox isn't playing like he used to be. Brandon Graham is kind of slowing down right now. So adding Ronnie Perkins for the time being on this D-line isn't that bad. Right now, the Eagles finish with Ronnie Perkins. They might have another pick, so I'm not going to say finish, but they have Ronnie Perkins. Oh, yeah, they have one more pick that I believe they get from the Indianapolis Colts later in the round from the trade between the Colts and the Eagles for Carson Wentz. But the Eagles get Kellen Mond early in this draft, also getting early Devontae Smith. A very good draft, in my opinion, for this team, and it's not over yet. Finally, the Broncos here at number 71, Adarius Washington, the safety out of TCU. I think they go with a safety early or in the top 3 rounds day two or day one, or more day two, they're going with a safety, in my opinion. You have Justin Simmons sitting there all alone with no very good – he doesn't really have a team next to him at safety. And depending on how the Broncos system is, if they play two safeties or if they play one, I think here Darius Washington wouldn't be bad to have. Great safety out of TCU. He was the other side of Trevon Merrig and him. So here, Darius Washington, just playing alongside Trevon Merrig, has really made him a better player. And here I have him climbing up to 71 in the third round to the Broncos, who also finish with, they also finish here with Liam Enchingberg or Eichenberg, and they also finish with Penei Sewell. Here are the Lions at 72. I have them taking Deo Odingbo out of Vanderbilt. This guy, I compared him to a Madden glitch. Here's why. Because Madden usually, you are in the pocket, you try to run right down the middle, you think, well, there's an open lane here, well, I'm going to go take it. But then all of a sudden, you have this D lineman out of nowhere, comes and sacks your player. That's what Deo Odingbo is. He's one of those guys, do not come near me. I'm going to get off my man, and I'm going to sack you. That's basically what he is. He comes in out of nowhere. He's a fierce player. He's going to be a guy to watch out for. I like this guy a lot here at number 72. The Lions here also have here in the draft, they finish with, let's see, let me find the Lions' other picks that they got. I know they have a second round here. Here they have Terrence Marshall Jr. they finish with in a trade back to number 15. For Micah Parsons, I believe the Lions have one more pick here in this draft, so they're not done yet. Next, we have the Carolina Panthers with Davis Mills going to Carolina, the quarterback out of Stanford. Carolina, I don't think they're done yet with their cornerback search. They traded away Teddy Bridgewater to the Broncos earlier today, but I don't think they're done yet with their quarterback search. Having Davis Mills just as a backup is not a bad have. I think here, Davis Mills, very solid quarterback, very good at Stanford. I think this is going to be an interesting pick here at number 73, depending on who's the quarterback available. Because I don't think you go early quarterback. It just, to me, it doesn't make sense. But I have them taking Davis Mills here out of Stanford. Really good talent at this pick. Panthers also finished with Rondale Moore, the wide receiver. And early, they traded back to number 17 in this draft for me, taking Tevin Jenkins out of Oklahoma State. I really believe this is going to be a good team in the future if they get this team and get this pick. Here, Washington football team. Here, they have two third-round picks. Select Brevin Jordan out of Miami. Right now, they have Logan Thomas, and that's it on this team. Brevin Jordan, really good player. He's a guy who can make tough catches, and this tight end position is really evolving into something bigger than just a pass blocker. It's really evolving to a pass catcher. And really, Brevin Jordan, he's one of those tight ends that can catch and can block. So really good player here. Here at 75, I have Baron Browning going here to the Dallas Cowboys out of Ohio State. He's a guy who can actually play on a corner. I've seen him play on a corner a few times. He can really line up with a corner. Great zone ability. He's one of those players that are going to be interesting in how you use them. Cowboys here, so far in this draft, let's see who the Cowboys have gotten in this draft. The first round, they got Patrick Surtain, and in the second round, Joseph Osai on the edge. Very heavy draft for them on the defense. Next, I have the New York Giants with Cameron McGrone. A guy I really like, very good red zone type of player. I really do think this is a great pick for the Giants. Also get Rashawn Slater in the early round with Boogie Basham. So get the linebacker, they get the edge, and they also get their old lineman. So I'm pretty sure they check a lot of boxes off in this draft here at this pick that they have at 76. 77 goes to the Los Angeles Chargers, who I have taken Emile McNeil. They have Joey Bosa on the side. Melvin Ingram, they lost him. He is no longer on the team. And then really the only other guy is Jerry Tillery on this D-line. It's not a very happy D-line. They got another guy, Kenneth Murray, I believe is who it was, out of Oklahoma. But he's more of a linebacker type of guy. Neil McNeil can really secure this D line. He's going to turn into a pass rusher. And hopefully this defense can really show up this season for the Chargers. Next, I have the Minnesota Vikings taking Josh Myers out of Ohio State. Here, the Vikings have another third-round pick later in the draft. But here, I think they get Josh Myers, really build up that O-line that has really been horrible the last few years for this team. Their last good player was Pat Freiermuth, or however you say it. Not Freiermuth, Eifert, I believe is how you say it. So they haven't had a ton of O-line. In this draft, they get Josh Myers, which is a very good pick, in my opinion, for the Vikings. They're really an O-line needy team. Here at 79, I have the Raiders. They have two picks back-to-back. This one's via the Cardinals in the Rodney Hudson trade. They get Tylan Wallace out of Oklahoma State. This one I really like for the Raiders, who are going to need a wide receiver. They cut Tyrell Williams. They also lost Nelson Aguilar to the Patriots. Now getting Tylan Wallace is a really good add, especially they get a linebacker here at the next pick, at Chaz Surratt, linebacker out of UNC, who has really been a good player and for this UNC defense. Really good player, brother of Sage Surratt. If you know him, he's from Wake Forest. Here, I like the Raiders back-to-back picks. Get Tylan Wallace, get the wide receiver core back up. Great route runner in Tylan Wallace, and then also get a very good power rusher in Chaz Surratt out of UNC. At 81, the Miami Dolphins get Jay Tufele, the defensive tackle out of USC. Two USC defensive tackles coming here in this third round. I like Jay Tufele a lot. Very good player on this D-line for USC. Dolphins really needy at that defensive tackle position. Followed by Washington, who ends their draft for the first three rounds with Paulson Adebo out of Stanford. This is a guy a lot of people are not high on, but this guy is amazing talent from what I've seen. Great man-to-man, zone coverage, tons of speed. This guy's going to be a very underrated prospect in this year's draft. I can see him falling here to number 82. And this ends the draft for Washington, who gets Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, Dylan Brandes, Reverend Jordan, who I said earlier, at 74, and then Paulson Adebo here at 82. With the Bears next taking Israel Mukuamu, the cornerback of South Carolina. He isn't the best out of the two South Carolina cornerbacks, but I do like here with the cornerback selection. Kyle Fuller, as we know, signed a deal with the Denver Broncos, making this team a very needy cornerback team. They end their draft with Rashad Bateman in the first round. They have Kyle Trask in this round, or in the second round, and then they also finish with Israel Mukuamu. Here at number 84, the second pick for the Philadelphia Eagles, they get this pick from the Colts in the Carson Wentz trade. They get Richard LeCount out of Georgia. He's a safety. This one I really believe is going to be someone that falls to the Eagles and is going to be the pick, I think. Safety is a position of need. They lost Jalen Mills to the Patriots, who was their safety, kind of. And here they get Richard LeCount out of Georgia, who's a great ball hawk, great vision, has great speed, good coverage. I like here the Eagles pick. They also finished with the last pick of Ronnie Perkins, also getting Kellen Mond. And they also finish with Devontae Smith. Here at number 85, we have the Tennessee Titans taking Tyson Campbell, the cornerback of Georgia. Surprisingly that he fell this far. I had him at the Falcons in round two in my last one. Here, Tyson Campbell, I think he's been falling off the board for me. He's kind of like an Eric Stokes, but just not Eric Stokes type of player. Tyson Campbell, both move very good. Great man-to-man players. Just like how this college teaches their players. And I think Tyson Campbell, great pick for this team. the Titans really need a cornerback. They got their guy in Carlston Fulton. Get this cornerback in Tyson Campbell. They cut Adoree Jackson, no more Logan Ryan. Also, Desmond King has not been picked up yet. So it's going to be an interesting draft. I have them taking Levi Uzoworki out of Washington. Excuse me if I said that last name wrong. And then they also take Elijah Moore in the early round. Here at number 86, I have the New York Jets taking Marvin Wilson, the defensive tackle out of FSU. New York Jets here looking to really upgrade this team. This might actually be the second defensive tackle. Yes, this is the second defensive tackle, but I really like the defensive tackles in this year's draft, and I think the New York Jets look to go with a Marvin Wilson type of player, Davion Nixon, because both players, one can play the nose tackle. I think right now Marvin Wilson is the nose tackle. Davion Nixon really plays like Jadeveon Clowney, not the edge, but really the inside and run stuffer. And here I really like the Jets selections in this year's draft that I have them. Marvin Wilson followed with Davion Nixon, also getting Zaven Collins with Eric Stokes and Zach Wilson in this year's draft. Probably could have gotten more offense. But here, I think this is a defensive-minded team, and they get their defense of players. Here next, at number 87, I have the Pittsburgh Steelers taking Edofe Melawamu out of Syracuse, the cornerback. Really good player out of Syracuse. Has great vision, great ball-hawking ability. He really has great vision, is really how I can sum him up. Really good player for Pittsburgh, or is going to be a good player for Pittsburgh to finish a draft for the Steelers. They got Najee Harris in the early round with Creed Humphrey, and then they also got here Edofe Melawamu. Detroit Lions are next with selecting Dylan Moses. I know I picked linebacker early for them, but Lions here, well, guess what? One of them is going to be playing edge for them, no doubt about it. Lions here get Micah Parsons early. Terrence Marshall got Deo Odengbo early, and then Dylan Moses here at this pick. Next, after the Lions, I have the Cleveland Browns taking Marlon Tipulotudu. Excuse me if I said that last name wrong. I don't know how to pronounce it. So here, the defensive tackle out of USC. He's one of those guys that's just the player that hypes up the whole team. Also can make tons of great plays on the defense for USC. Great player here for the Cleveland Browns. I have this as a really good pick for the Browns, who finished the draft with here. They also have one more pick here. But right now they get Marlon out of USC, Dwayne Eskridge, and Aziz Ojulari. Next, the Vikings take Sean Wade out of Ohio State. Not my favorite player, but could also play safety cornerback, which can help him. Then, finally, we got the Cleveland Browns when the Saints get Keith Taylor Jr. out of Washington. More of the outside corner from Washington. And I know you've heard Washington quite a few here in this year's draft. But here, the Cleveland Browns go with Kenneth Taylor Jr. as they need corner help badly. Then we also have another one with the Green Bay Packers taking Benjamin St. Juste out of Minnesota. Great player here for Minnesota. Packers finished the draft with Jason Owe, Diami Brown, and now Benjamin St. Juste. Here, Buffalo at number 93 takes Tommy Tremble out of Notre Dame, the tight end. Here, they like their tight ends. They got Dawson Knox, Tyler Crawford, and I think here you go with a really good blocking tight end if they don't want to go online. Bills finish the draft with Travis Etienne. They also finish the draft with Walker Little and now Tommy Tremble. And then we got the last two picks of the Chiefs taking Kendrick Green, the guard out of Illinois. Tampa Bay taking Trey Smith, a guard out of Tennessee. Here, the Chiefs finished the draft with Nick Bolton. They also got Calvin Joseph. And then here, they get Kendrick Green. And the Buccaneers finished with Trey Smith, Quincy Roche, and Christian Barmore. Coming up here next is the comp picks for the third round. Starting off with the New England Patriots taking Ben Cleveland here for the start of the third round comp picks. Here, Ben Cleveland, very strong O-lineman out of Georgia, great guard here, very, very good. I really like the Patriots taking here O-line. The Patriots now end their draft with trading up for Justin Fields for number 7, also picking Joe Tryon, no third round pick until here we got Ben Cleveland going here to New England. Followed by the Chargers, who take Tutu Atwell, wide receiver out of Louisville. Very shifty, very strong receiver. Chargers, I really believe a wide receiver is needed. They get Christian Darrisaw early with Asante Samuel and the 2nd and Emile McNeil out of NC State, defensive tackle. And then Tutu Atwell out of Louisville, the wide receiver. Next, we have the New Orleans Saints, who have 2 composition picks here. First, taking Cornell Powell out of Clemson. I told you earlier he's my favorite Clemson receiver right now. I believe he is going to be a great player for this team who really needs a 2nd wide receiver after Emmanuel Sanders got cut. And Cornell Powell is the man here going to the Saints. Followed by the Saints is the Cowboys, who take Andre Sisco, the safety out of Syracuse. Here, it's really hard for who should the Cowboys take because the offense is so good, but also it's not the greatest. Only if they have Dak Prescott do they click. They also have taken defense all this draft. Yes, all this draft so far, they start off with all defense. They get starting off with Patrick Surtain, they get. In the 2nd round, they get Joseph Osai and Baron Browning in the 3rd round, and then finishing with Andre Sisco in this mock draft. Followed by them is the Tennessee Titans, who get Jordan Smith, the linebacker out of University of Alabama of Birmingham. I believe Jordan Smith is going to be a very underrated talent if you have not heard of him. He is very, very good player on this UAB squad. I believe he's a 3rd round prospect. It all depends on what teams think of him. And he's a really good run blocker, really good zone coverage. I like him a lot. Titans take Elijah Moore in the 1st round with Levi Uzuriki, excuse me if I said that last name wrong, defensive tackle out of Washington. In the 2nd round with Tyson Campbell in the 3rd round out of Georgia, the cornerback, and then Jordan Smith, the linebacker out of UAB. Next, we have the Rams with 2 first round picks, two third round composition picks. Los Angeles Rams have them taking Jamie Newman, the quarterback out of Wake Forest and Georgia. Here, Jamie Newman, really good player out of Wake Forest and Georgia. I think the Rams get a backup just in case Matthew Stafford goes downhill. And I think Jamie Newman goes here at 101 with San Francisco taking Nico Collins at 102. Nico Collins falls here. Here, the 49ers in this year's draft get early. They get Trey Lance. They also get, in the 2nd round, Jalen Mayfield. And they have no 3rd round pick until this comp pick. Who they get? Nico Collins, the wide receiver out of Michigan. Next, I have the Los Angeles Rams again with Rashad Weaver getting the edge out of Pitt. Really like this pick. The Rams here finish with Rashad Weaver. Jamie Newman also get a 2nd round pick with Javon Holland. They trade their 1st round pick and have no 3rd round pick, which goes to the Detroit Lions. And then here, the Ravens, I give them Jamar Johnson, the safety out of Indiana. Very good player. Very sneaky one into this draft. Here, the Ravens finish with, obviously, Jamar Johnson. Also, no 3rd round pick, which they gave to the Vikings. Get no 2nd round pick while they have 0 picks, basically. Trade their 3rd round pick to the Chiefs, who take Nick Bolton. And then the Ravens, in the 1st round, get 2 1st round picks with Kadarius Toney and Samuel Cosme. Finish the draft with Jamar Johnson. Then, with their last pick in the 3rd round, sad to say that this is the last pick that I'm going to be doing until the NFL draft. Here, the New Orleans Saints take Tommy Togia, out of Ohio State, the defensive tackle. Very strong player out of Ohio State. The Saints finished the draft with Greg Newsome in the first round, Richie Grant in the second round. No third-round picks as they traded it to the Cleveland Browns. Get two comp picks and selecting Cornell Powell and Tommy Tugi out of Ohio State. Excuse me if I said that last name wrong. Here out of Ohio State, the defensive tackle. So that is it for the draft. Some of the top players that did not get drafted. Ambry Thomas is a guy who did not make it, and Patrick Jones, two good players that did not make it into the three rounds. And we'll see what happens on draft night, as it is tomorrow. I am very excited to see what happens. I hope you'll be watching it, and then I'll have my opinion from round 1, 2, and 3, and probably all the rounds. Probably do day 1, day 2, and day 3 podcast, and then NBA playoffs will be coming. So here, thank you so much for listening. If you've listened to the whole podcast, thank you so much. You can go check out my website, where I'll also have these players or all these picks that I've done. You can go check it out. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Tyler Finberg. Until next time.